In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Hey everyone, and welcome. I am Joko.
This is Haley.
And you're tuning in to the Permission to Stand podcast, where every Thursday you get your weekly hefty dose of K-pop talk, news updates. There's a lot of hefty talk in terms of like Blackpink. There's a lot of Blackpink stuff. Mm-hmm. Blackpink related.
Very much so.
Mostly related to Lisa and Jennie that we'll be talking about. We did watch a good amount of music videos as well. And, you know, there's some comeback teaser trailers like LeSserafim, NMIX. We watched, you know, like I think even G-Dragon's whole album came out. That was kind of a bop, the whole thing that was going on. We will be talking about Daesung from Big Bang, of course, because we actually watched two different interviews with him for BSS from Seventeen, of course, the Crackheads, and TXT, three of the members to be more specific. Then, of course, Haley has some BTS, very minimal, and Stray Kids, very maximal. And with that said, that's kind of what we have geared up. I'll also talk a little bit about, I guess, G-Idol. It was a really small segment. I don't even think I had to bring that up. Oh, and then also we have a new SM girl group that finally debuted. So our thoughts on that as well when we go over the music videos. But don't forget to like, follow, hit that notification bell, and subscribe. If you're tuning in for the first time, welcome. If you're not, welcome, and we'll get started right now. Haley, where can they check us out and what can they do?
You can find us on Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast. And if you want to message and chat with us, just send DMs there. And you can also join our broadcast channel.
Very nicely done, Haley. Okay, so let's get started with this. So we all know Blackpink's 2025 world tour was announced like a week or two ago now. And it feels like it was just like still like last week. It might have actually been last week. I'm not sure. Either way, the general sale, which is also being held the same time as like the Blink sale, is all happening on February 27th. So it's coming up already. It's probably the day that you listen to this podcast is when it's dropping. And that's obviously for like at least the North America segment of the tour. So brace yourselves, fellow Blink, because that's going to be horrible.
Yeah, so far.
And plus, like we mentioned before, they're just only going to be in a few venues.
Only like three stops in North America.
Yeah, at least like the U.S. for sure. And then let's see what's going on. Well, I mean, besides that, there's like a lot of, like I said, a lot of Blackpink stuff going on in terms of like Lisa and Jennie. And yeah, Jennie's concert's next week. Lisa has that stuff going on this week, like just all of a sudden she dropped that like
listening party,
but then she also dropped like info about that pop-up and fan meet and you know, there's all that going on. It's kind of like a YG week because we also have Baby Monster. Baby Monster is going to be performing here in the U.S. Starting, I think, on the Kelly Clarkson show. They already arrived here in the U.S.
In New York, right?
They're in New York, so they're on the East Coast right now. They are going to perform, I think, on Thursday for Kelly Clarkson. Then they have their concert, I think, the day after that, on Friday. Then they have like kind of like that one day in between Saturday to travel or whatever they have to do. And, I mean, actually, that makes... Is the concert on...
It's on Sunday. No, wait.
No, I'm talking something about New York. Yeah, New York is on Friday. And then they have that one day in between. Then they have the concert on Sunday.
In L.A.
In L.A. Now, one day in between, though, is really interesting because they will be holding, out of nowhere, they just dropped this today, that they're going to be, or as of this recording, when we're recording, they will be having a pop-up like store also here in L.A. So that's going to be interesting. I think it's going to be on Saturday and Sunday. They will probably show up. God knows when. Only the K-pop gods do. And who knows if it's Saturday or Sunday. Sunday, who knows if they'll pop in early before the concert. But they might have to do like sound check and stuff.
Right,
but
then, I was like, mm.
But what if they do that also on Saturday?
Yeah.
Like what? Because if that's their travel day, like when do they have time to go to the pop-up? Right.
And we don't even know if they'll go. And it's just like assuming.
That's just those are just assumptions. But from how it seems like Blackpink, they showed up to the pop-up, but when no one was there.
Right.
But then Twice was there. Remember?
Yeah.
And they even gave out photo cards, so people could be banking on it. But it's a different group, different circumstances too. And then plus Twice was weird because it's like they were there randomly at different times. So it's like even if Baby Monster goes to the pop-up, you'll have no idea. It's just you're just luck. Gambling. Yeah, it's just pure luck. So if you're going to go, good luck. Maybe we'll stop by too because you have to register, which we did and we signed up for it already.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see what happens when the time comes for that. So it's a YG related filled week kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But before we go any further with that, so the NBA All-Star Weekend, I'm a huge basketball fan nerd because mm-hmm. of fantasy basketball that I'm like very used to. And Haley is very aware.
Yeah.
I am very...
very into that every day.
I am very on the know and updated.
The basketball podcast.
Honestly, basketball fantasy basketball podcasts were like one of the few first podcasts I started listening to before I even considered doing a podcast. So right. It's been a while. I've been listening to that for a while, along with like another one was Abroad in Japan. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed that podcast, and I haven't listened to it in a while. But shout out to Chris Broad and what's his name? The other guy's name?
Natsuki?
Pete.
Oh, Pete.
Yeah, right. Like Natsuki is going
to hold. I mean, wasn't he a guest sometimes?
Yes. Yeah, so that's kind of humble beginnings of where it kind of got.
The idea
and inspiration was actually from Haley's friends, husband's podcast that they do too. So shout out to Nate for that one. And where was I with
NBA
everything?
Yuki.
Yes, NBA. So Yuki from G Idol, she's a huge actual like NBA fan too. She loves the Lakers, as many of you Neverlands are familiar with. And she was able to attend All-Star Weekend for the NBA, which was like 2 weekends ago now.
Mm-hmm.
But it was really cool because it just seemed like she was taking a kid to Disneyland.
Right.
And then she just had like the best experience, I feel like, because of like her celebrity status. Plus, you know, I'm pretty sure she's pretty well off too. So she kind of had like this cool VIP experience. And she kind of took everyone for the ride because it was cool because she was posting a lot, stories and regular posts mm-hmm. on Instagram. And she got to meet so many players and so mm-hmm. many stars. It was really cool. And like she took pictures and got like autographs. And like I remember I saw the one with Jason Tatum.
Mm-hmm.
And it was pretty funny though. She mentioned that she did not realize how tiny she was.
Well, because they're hella tall.
Yeah, I was going to say,
like,
well, no shit, Yuki, because not only are you still kind of petite, they're huge.
They're giants. They make even, like, people who are 6 foot
look like small. Like small people, for real. Like, one of our friends is, like, 6 foot something, yeah, and, like...
because they're, like, 7 foot something.
They are huge, especially, like, if you're talking about, like, freaking Wembanyama, who's, like, a freaking freak, like, alien.
Like, how tall is he?
I'm going to look it up.
Like 7'4", maybe?
Wemby height. 7'3".
Oh, close.
That's freaking huge,
damn.
Though.
That's insane.
He 100% cannot fit in normal houses, like through the doors or anything.
That's crazy.
And yeah, so that's pretty insane. But like, it's just cool that she was, it's kind of like cool to see like K-pop and NBA. We've seen a little bit of that before, and I really like it, you know, in terms of the Seraphim.
Right,
I wish they did more collabs and had actual merch.
Boy Next Door as well.
Yeah, Boy Next Door. That's right. They did have that
for
too.
For Lakers.
I want them to like do an official collab where they could release like merch.
Mm-hmm.
It's more so them just, they're like ambassadors, you know, like even like Suga, right? Like
Yoongi. Yeah.
Like they just wear NBA stuff, like of players and cities. But I really wish there was like a collab.
They get their own jerseys with their names too, but it's like.
That doesn't count because it's like custom.
Don't give anything to us.
It's not mass produced or anything. But yeah, super excited for Yuki. She was like obviously super excited to be there with and see like LeBron and the lake, all the stuff going on with like anything Laker related, of course. So yeah, that's where I'm gonna leave it at right there. And then I think we should get started with all the comebacks
yep.
happening. February 28th. So by the time everyone hears and listens to this, Lisa's album, Alter Ego, will have dropped already. And there's 12 tracks.
That's a lot.
Which
That's
is awesome. I mean, what? Jenny and Rose.
That's true.
I really appreciate the fact that they're doing like real full albums, which is like, I know not really that common in Korea for like K-pop albums.
They always do mini albums, solo
like EPs,
albums,
singles, and all those different things. But yeah, it's cool because like, especially because they're working with Western producers and everything. I'm sure that that helps kind of motivate them and want, they, I'm sure they want to do like a full on like Western like album release, which is always like eight or more tracks usually.
Is Lisa doing the one with Childish Gambino? Is that who's on it? I think
I'm, oh, you know what? I think she is. It's either her,
it was
or Jenny.
Or Jenny. Maybe it was Jenny. Never mind.
Actually,
it
I don't
was
know.
One of those. I think it was Jenny.
I'm not sure. It could. I mean, we'll find out. I honestly don't know.
Actually,
I'm excited for either one. So looking forward to that. And we're going to talk a lot more Lisa like later on. Trust me.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things that's going on. Lisa. And we're going to probably partake in a lot of those things going on. And let's see. March 2nd, we have Young Posse with the album Cold. March 5th, we have B2B with their mini album called Be Today.
Oh, wow.
March 7th, of course, our girl Jenny, her first solo studio album. Because Solo was just literally a single solo song.
So long ago.
So long ago, for real. Was that, I think that was like even, was that pre-pandemic almost it felt like?
It was.
It was a while back. But she's dropping Ruby. Can't wait to see her. We're going to be seeing her at her LA stops. Going to be really cool because I believe it's Haley, me, and our other friend Zach. We have the first day of the concert, which is the 6th.
Yes.
So it's actually kind of like the day before the album officially is supposed to drop.
So we get to hear it.
We get to hear and listen and kind of just, you know, enjoy it like all before anyone else at, like around the world.
I wonder if she's going to allow recording. Did it say anything?
No, it didn't say anything. I think she's really treating it as like a normal concert.
Yeah,
so
that's good.
I look forward to using your phone, Haley.
Oh.
And or I hope I look forward to you using your phone for like quality stuff. Quality.
I'll try. Quality assurance.
Yes. And that's the Office reference for Creed. Creed Bratton himself. And let's see, March 7th. Oh, also not just Jenny, Treasure. Surprise, surprise, we'll be having their mini album, Pleasure.
Oh, Pleasure, Treasure.
Yes. Yep. And March 10th. We have some solo comebacks. Red Velvet Sulgi will be dropping her second solo mini album, Accidentally on Purpose.
That makes sense.
Does it?
No.
Exactly. It's like saying, I purposely did that on accident.
Yeah.
And then Yeji, ITZY's fearless leader, will be dropping her solo debut, Air. So that would be interesting and cool to hear too. March 14th, we have... Yes, this is what I'm looking forward to. Les Seraphim, they're going to be dropping Hot, their fifth EP. And we'll talk a little bit about them in just a little bit as well. Then we have March 17th, The Boys, because they are dropping their third studio album called Unexpected. Then NMIX, they are on the same day, March 17th, fourth EP comeback. And it's called FE304 Forward.
Yep. And this FE304 Trilogy.
I forgot what it is, but I know it's like some type of element. I think iron something.
Iron, yeah.
I don't know. Sulfate? I don't know. I do not know.
Chemistry?
I am not a... Well, I was going to say I'm not a science major. Although we kind of had to learn.
We did.
A little like microbiology and stuff.
The periodic table and stuff.
But this is going to be their final chapter in the FE304 trilogy.
Okay.
So looking forward to that. We'll kind of get more into it, actually. Actually, I guess I could talk about it really quickly. Yeah, so NMIX, they really dropped the comeback teasers, too. So really interesting. Like, Sulyeon, woo, she looks really good. She has, like, that
blonde hair.
Dirty blonde look. It's pretty awesome. And it's interesting because, like, the way that they've... the theme
concept
yes, the theme, the concept, reminds me of like, it's like Pirates of the Caribbean or like Assassin's Creed Black Flag. So it's like pirates, I'm really curious and
if they will follow through.
If they're
going
to actually use it through the whole comeback, which they should because it's freaking cool. So I hope they do that. Also, to piggyback on Le Sserafim, I did check out like their behind the scenes teasers, trailers, and all that stuff for, of course, Hot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually really excited about this. I don't really know what it's going to sound like, even though I feel like
it looks Western again.
Actually, you're right. It has a little bit of that vibe to it, but because like I think they're like in the desert. I mean, because
and
it's,
they're all
quote
tans.
Unquote, hot. Yeah, they have tans and they have like those spray tans with like and there's like stuff on them. Like the word "hot," I think was on somebody. I think it was Chaewon's chest or something. Mm. But yeah, super excited about that because like I don't know what is gonna be the actual like songs. Tracking kind of thing because like they throw in so many different sounds and different clips.
Yeah,
I don't know if that's part of one song or you know how they do that weird, not weird, but that intro like song, like that spiel, like introduction to the album where it's just talking,
like Chasing Lightning.
Yeah, so all of that they usually do that every album, and I respect that because that's pretty cool that they're consistent with it.
Yeah, they've stuck also with like that runway theme, model runway.
Yeah, like Vogue,
theme.
Vogue kind of like style. It's pretty cool. So I like it when groups really kind of stick to their theme. I mean, technically, like
Enhypen's
like
vampires,
and then we have N-Team's werewolf. So I mean, I guess it's Hype things too, right? Since they're all technically under the umbrella of Hype. Looking forward to Hot though. Super. Like I think a lot of us are waiting for the next comeback. I feel like it's almost kind of been a while.
It feels like it's been a while.
It feels like it. And then, but then, like Crazy was pretty crazy. I liked it so much. Especially one of our friends really enjoyed that song more than we ever expected, to be honest. And with that said, don't forget to drink some water, take that bathroom break, and stay hydrated. And like, follow, subscribe, hit that notification bell to the Permission to Stand podcast. Because wherever you're tuning in, we are pretty much available there.
I'm sorry, I was gonna laugh because like I when you did that, it reminded me of that song, that Russian guy.
Oh, Venus! How can you forget?
I'm sorry.
If you never looked it, actually, you have probably all heard that song, but had no idea who the artist was, because I'm sure he was a huge meme and kind of like viral for a while. Look up, pause this, wherever you're listening to us, like especially if it's like Spotify, pause this, look up Vitas, V-I-T-A-S, and then look for the song Element.
It's called Element. I didn't even know what
and
it
you'll
called.
Know exactly what that is. You'll
He's
probably listen. We'll
a
see,
silver space.
We'll see you back in 30 seconds, because you'll probably just get up to that part and be done with it.
Yep.
Unless you listen to the whole song and you can hear him rapping. Mm-hmm. That part was crazy. So there you go, Vitas. Definitely check that out. And Haley, where else can they check us out and what can they do?
You can find us on Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast. And if you want to DM us and chat with us, just send us a message there and join our broadcast channel too.
Yes. I mean, I feel like we've kind of updated when stuff comes along, right?
Yeah, you do.
And
you do.
That's true.
I think I sent like one thing.
Yes, true too. I even sent the Stray Kids thing with a Tamagotchi.
That's true.
I was like, what the heck? Like,
sorry,
it's been like a day already because we've been talking about the Tamagotchi for a while. And I'm like, I looked at the broadcast channel. I was like, what the heck? Haley hasn't even sent anything.
I'm sorry. I've been sucked into like a game, so I haven't been checking.
She has a simp game on her phone.
Oh, God.
You do not want to know what it's called.
Oh, my Lord. Yeah. So I'm obsessed. So I haven't been checking like messages or
what is it called, Haley?
Love in Deep Space. Oh, my God.
All right. We're
God.
Done with that. We're not going to talk about that any further. All right. Moving forward, we have music videos, of course, that we checked out. You can get us started, Miss Love in Deep Space.
What am I talking about?
Music videos.
Oh, okay.
Where's your phone?
Sorry. So, sorry. One of the music videos that we checked out was ZB1's music video for Blue, because their album did drop the other day as well. It's called Blue Paradise.
And we've already watched, you know, like Doctor and
right.
they're all from this album.
That's from
too.
That album. But honestly, like when I heard the song Blue, I was like, man, ZB1 can do no wrong. I feel like all their songs are really, really good. I'm not being biased or anything, but that's just the kind of sound that I like.
Yeah, like obviously you like that sound in like 17, like,
yeah,
you kind of like gear toward like your ears
exactly, because I'm like, man, it sounds so anime, and that's exactly how this one sounds.
This is my second favorite song called Blue.
Oh, blue dabadia.
If I was green, I would. That's my number one. Okay. I remember listening to that one, and we were like in what elementary school?
We all love that song, obviously. And they've done so many like remixes of it, too.
That's true, too. I remember even like...
They sound good.
Was it Tiesto? Like some DJ like had a freaking cool remix. Yeah,
so moving on. So go check that out because actually on ZB1's YouTube channel, they have the audio videos for all the songs in their new album. But it's cool because they put it with like an animated like background. Like those ones that those lo-fi channels have and stuff. But it's done for each song on the album. So each one has like a different theme. I really enjoy that because I feel like they do that for...
Work on
they
this.
Really do. Whoever's doing like their graphics and like media for them does a really good job because this one looks very like anime as well. So go check that out if you want to listen to their album and then like check out their animated like audio videos too. We also did check out Lisa... Not Lisa. Japanese.
I know. We're
Japanese
talking
Lisa.
There's a lot of Lisas today.
Japanese Lisa and Felix's music video for Reawaker.
Reawaken.
Is it Reawaken?
Is it Reawaker?
It's Reawaker.
Oh, never mind. I thought I misspelled it.
It was Reawaken, but then I went back and I was it's like, Reawaker. Oh, it's Reawaker.
Oh, okay.
Arise. You know, they're.
Erect.
Anyway, so this is the song and opening for Solo Leveling Season 2. And this song that Lisa made with Felix is directly just for Solo Leveling because it, like, the lyrics all relate to the anime.
There's a reason why it's called Reawaker. There's a reason why we're saying Arise.
Solo Leveling.
That's literally everything that happens. That's everything that happens in this anime. The anime/webtoon series
of Solo Leveling. It's so good. If you have not watched it,
if you are
you need
a weeb
to do that right now.
And you haven't checked it out, you should check it out.
It's like
add
one
it to
of
resume.
Our favorite animes slash, I mean, Joko.
It's a great series.
Joko read the webtoon because he couldn't wait, and he highly
Fantastic.
Recommends it.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. One of the best series in general I've read.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, go check that out, and go check out the music video. Felix looks damn fucking cool.
When does he not look cool?
I mean, never.
When I met you, Belle. I'm just kidding.
No, poor Felix. I hope he's healing well. God bless his soul.
It's crazy that, like, Lisa, Japanese Lisa, she was just there, like, in the crowd as an NPC, like, when we watched Blink 182. Yeah, because she was just there. Like, no one knew.
I know.
Like, they never said anything. Probably no one noticed her or knew anything.
Right, because they probably just think she's, like... Some LA Japanese
girl. She just looks like an LA girl, yeah. Like with colored hair. Just look, right. Another Haley, look right there. But yeah, it's cool that she was there too. Like, it was kind of crazy to see that she like took a picture and we're like, shit, she was kind of close to us like on the floor
right.
When we were watching Blink. Man, that was a great concert. Blink 182, let's go. See, I'm still a Blink.
Yeah.
Ever since like elementary school in the like early 2000s, like late 90s. Still,
yeah,
because
I told Joko too when I tried to get him to Blackpink, I was like, you guys are called Blinks as well.
I was like, ooh, yeah. Hooked, got me on that one really quick. Another music video that we did check out also was a
debut.
It's a debut music video by Hearts to Hearts, which, of course, H2H is the new girl group by SM. Mm-hmm. It's a group of eight of them, too. So. Mm-hmm. You have plenty to choose from. It's always kind of fun when you have, like, a lot of members. I know some of them, like, 17. That's, like, could be
excessive.
It could be overwhelming, for sure.
13 members.
But, yeah, so they have dropped their debut. They already even dropped their fandom name. It's, like,
that was quick.
2SU is how it is, but it's pronounced Hachu. So it's, like, a sneeze.
That sounds like a sneeze.
But is that what they're trying to make it sound like? Because isn't, like, a sneeze sound different in Asia, like in Korea and Japan?
Probably, yeah. I think it means something else.
But it's apparently pronounced Hachu. And then the song is called The Chase. Mm-hmm. It does not sound like aespa.
No, it doesn't.
If anything, me and Haley were talking about it, it kind of sounds more like old school SM girl group.
Yeah, like...
Like, obviously blended in with, like...
Generation?
Like, a new age version, right? Mm-hmm. Like, this current era of what music sounds like kind of thing. That's what it reminds us of more, and I can definitely see it. And SM is really good at choosing the girls because all of them are like, they're super pretty. Like,
right.
It's crazy. But Haley brought up a good point. SM is also very good at plastic surgery.
Right. They have their girls go through a lot of plastic surgery.
So, yeah. I mean, the song itself, like, it was pretty catchy, though.
I liked it.
I liked it a lot. And I think just overall, like, it's just like any new group, right? Like, I just see faces. Don't know who they are. Some of them look alike in the beginning.
Yeah.
Like, I can't tell who's who except for the ones that have more unique facial features. And we'll start and end from, like, here. Because
yeah, like, we have to listen to their songs first, and then, like, we'll
I
see.
Know zero members' names. I looked up nothing on their, like, K-profiles or nothing like that.
I'm sure, like, a lot of them are underage.
This is the era that we live in these days. Right. Unfortunately. And we'll talk. Actually, there's an interesting thing we're going to be talking about later related to age / NMIX and Le Sserafim. Mm-hmm. We'll get to that. And then I have a tiny rant I need to vent about for that. Let's see. Let's continue on because GD.
Yeah, the man, the king of K-pop is back. And I honestly, I'm shook. Like,
his album Ubermensch,
it's so freaking good.
It dropped and it's a banger. It's a really well written and produced album.
I don't know, like, if G-Dragon can ever do wrong when he drops albums. Like, he really puts a lot of thought into the sound and, like, the lyrics, and I don't know, he's just really, this is why
he's
like the king of K-pop. And it's sad to say that, like, not a lot of people, like, the newer K-pop fans don't even know who he is.
You know what? I know what you're going to talk about.
What?
Bring it up.
Wait, which one?
Wasn't it, like, someone, Stray Kids covering something, and then, like, someone in the comments said something?
Oh, going back to Love and Deep Space, I sent this video that where the characters from the game were, like, kind of looking like Big Bang's Fantastic Baby.
Yes.
Like, they were wearing, like, similar stuff. And then someone in the comments was like, wait, isn't this a Stray Kids song? I'm confused. And then the person that posted the video was like, no, this is Big Bang's song and Stray Kids covered them. I was like, what the fuck? First off, if you're a Stray Kids fan.
First off,
if you're a Stay, like, how could you not know that's not their song? Like, who the fuck are you?
Shade thrown, but I'm just like, they deserve shade. It's like, are you fucking
know,
kidding
are you
me?
Actually a fan of Stray Kids? Because you should know that's not their song, because they yes, Stray Kids did cover Big Bang, but that doesn't make
you
it
should still know that it's not. It's like, oh, you like when Aespa did, like, Dreams Come True,
right?
Like, we knew it was a cover too, so it's like, even though it's, I don't know, but it's interesting because you're right. I feel like this generation, sometimes it's like they see things and then they don't, like, dig deeper. They see it at the surface level and it kind of just like, oh, that means they did this song or sang it because they did it.
I was like, please educate yourself before spewing nonsense in the comments.
But I feel like this, it's like kind of these, like, a lot of people also these days do just, like, say stuff.
They do without thinking.
Without thinking or, like, you know, researching. Like, researching or looking stuff up. And
sometimes
just
kind
of just more like react, because people can react, you know, just by commenting instead of, like, I feel like I'm the opposite, where it's like, before I make a comment, I'm like,
I'm going to think
about it or what I'm going to say before.
I'm like that too, because I was like, I need to look this up before saying something, because I don't want someone to be like, oh, no, that's wrong. I should have, like, looked more into it before even, like, making a point or, like, putting an opinion out
there. People that just, that's how they learn sometimes too. So I'm like, it's kind of, you know, it's just different trains of thought.
Different personality traits,
yes, exactly.
I guess. But yeah, anyway, so going back to G-Dragon's album, Ubermensch, he did two music video drops with this album. He did one, it's called Too Bad.
So it sounds like, is this the title track?
Yeah, I think so.
So Too Bad was pretty cool. It was the one with
Anderson Paak.
And Karina, we talked about it. She was going to be in a music video. This is
and
the
it was
one.
This one.
She's just
dancing with him.
Delightfully dancing.
I was like,
with G-Dragon, just like, you know, it's almost like a scene out of Grease.
Or like even like La La Land.
Yeah.
Almost.
So it's cute and it's cool. She doesn't have any actual lines or anything else.
She's just there dancing.
She's just a feature in this music video.
Right.
The video itself. That's
and then
it.
One of G-Dragon's backup dancers, who we see all the time.
Ah, the legendary
Bada Lee. Yeah, so she's in that as well. And the other music video he dropped was called Drama. And this was like...
It's not like Aespa.
No.
It's very different.
It's like more emotional. It's like sad, a ballad, melodic sounding song. Yeah. It's very G-Dragon. But
you know,
honestly,
what, you're right. The piano sounded so G-Dragon. It's like, it sounded like that one song. What's that other song?
Da-da-da-da.
Yeah, what's that called?
I forgot what it's called. I'm sorry.
Could you?
I'm a fan, but sometimes I don't remember the names of the songs. But I can tell you that Stray Kids didn't write it.
Damn, the shade. You're saucy tonight, Haley. And I just remember the music video is when he performed in a glass case for like a lot of fans, right?
Oh, no, that's Who You.
Oh, never mind.
Sorry. Yeah,
so,
but
obviously, I'm not the super VIP here.
I know that
I'm just
song.
Here along for the ride.
I love that song, but yes. There's like, he uses the piano in like a lot of his songs, basically. And this is the one, Drama, it sounds like that as well.
And
then
it was good though. I like the song, man. The song, the rhythm and the tune of that song reminds me a lot of Pharrell and N.E.R.D.
Wait,
and like
one?
The Neptunes.
Too bad. Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Too Bad. Mm-hmm. Man, that's why I think I really like it, and a lot of his other songs too. What's that one that we just listened to?
So the one that I really like is called, and Joko as well, I Belong to You.
Yeah, that's a good
it's
song
so
too.
So good, and sometimes I feel like that should have been the title track, but
that's how it is sometimes. I feel like, but they're all good. Too Bad was still pretty good though.
He dropped 8 songs. It was Home Sweet Home, Power, Too Bad, Drama, I Belong to You, Take Me is also a really good song.
Home Sweet Home.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And Bonamana.
Oh, I love that one. Banana Mama.
But he says it in the song. He says it as Bonamana.
Yeah.
And then Gyro Drop.
I think of it as Euro. Because I love Euros.
Anyway, go check out his album. It's really good. Please go check it out.
Also, to kind of piggyback on that, let's see. His ex lover, Jenny.
I always forget that they freaking dated.
And even it's crazy enough that she was like in one of his music videos long-ass time
when
ago.
When she was underage.
Underage, and Blackpink hasn't debuted. She was just one of the trainees.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Almost like how BTS used Hani and Minji.
Yeah.
For permission to dance, but they didn't use them the same way G-Dragon used Jenny
in
the music video.
Dancing cutely.
Jenny did drop like a live music video of Love Hangover. It was cool because you could tell like she actually sang it live. It didn't match the actual vocal trackings from like the recorded song. So that was out, and also like another interesting music video style, which is the performance video dropped for Jisoo's Earthquake. I like it a lot. I like the performance videos of like a lot of the artists,
yeah, me too,
to be honest, because it's like you get to see like the full on dance choreo. Or track, or like it's like nonstop. Like, yeah, the choreo.
That's why I like watching Studio Choom.
Of course. Who doesn't love Studio Choom, to be honest? I guess since we're still talking about YG and Blackpink related stuff. So with Lisa, that thing going on with her Alter Ego album, which is like, I guess, like a party, listening party. / live stream.
Yeah, I'm like, what is it though exactly?
That's happening here in LA at the Wiltern.
Mm-hmm.
Um,
I've never been to one of these before.
Me either. I mean, we've been to the Wiltern, but we've never been to like any
listening party.
I've never been to a listening party ever.
Me neither.
The only listening party I have is when we play songs on Spotify, either in my office room when I'm when I'm working, or in the car.
Yeah.
So this is interesting because when they dropped this too, so they sent out this thing where like you could I guess sign up and the
like
tickets are
tickets,
the tickets are quote unquote free.
They are free
except for that $1 deposit when you sign up.
Well, they'll give it back, I think,
apparently. With that said, I think all of us, right, like we have like our K-pop friend group, we all signed up for it, and we waited till it dropped, like the news dropped today, because we're recording this a day earlier than what we usually record it.
Yeah,
so today is Tuesday. Because the actual event is happening on Wednesday, which is when we usually record, the day before the podcast. But we can't record if we're going to be at this event because all of us that signed up,
we
got selected. So we're like, maybe they're just giving it to everyone. But then we found out some other people didn't get it. So it's like, I guess
we got lucky.
Like, we all got lucky in this group. So it's pretty cool. We're going to find out what's it all about. We have no idea. We have no expectations. All we have is we know the time. We don't even know if we're sitting together. Because
it's random.
I don't know how the hell this is going to be set up.
Because the Wiltern is seated. So it's like...
Is it? No.
Is it not?
No, that's like, it could be GA also.
Oh, do they take out the chairs?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know
actually,
that.
I'm more familiar with it sometimes being like GA, so like in the center area.
If it's
area.
GA, that makes sense. Because like, didn't we see NMIX there? Because it was seated.
Was NMIX there? Yeah, oh shit, yeah.
That's why I remember it as seated. Oh, you're right.
Maybe I'm confusing it somewhere else. Actually, mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm confusing everything. Because okay. I feel like I've been to the Wiltern, and I've seen it like GA style.
The only time that I've been to the Wiltern was NMIX, and I remember it being seated.
I totally forgot we saw NMIX there.
Yeah. So anyway.
So there you go. We did not help any of you at all. But to imagine this. But so we're going to be there. We're going to find out what it is. It's going to be very interesting because it's like it sounded like it just said listening party. So it's like, is she going to be there?
Are we just going
to
sit
Or are
there
we just sitting and hanging out and listening to her album? With a bunch
That's
of strangers.
That's what I think it's going
to
be.
The other interesting part, though, the reason why we're kind of more inclined to go is because we have a feeling she's going to show face there because she's been doing a lot of things and she obviously lives in L.A. a lot. Like, she has a house here and she actually stays here and does a lot of things here.
Mm-hmm.
Especially recently with all these different items going on in her
Promotions.
Solo promotional, like, schedule.
Yeah.
And she probably might show up because why would they tell us no cameras or, like, phones allowed, all right?
Is her album dropping that day as well?
Yeah, I think so.
So I was like, oh, maybe she doesn't want, like, it to be leaked.
Well, look at Jenny. Jenny didn't say anything about that, and she's having a concert technically, like, a day before.
It's kind of strange, though.
They probably, I don't know. So it's maybe it's part of the...
Because we have to, like, keep our phone in, like, those Ziploc things so we can't access them.
So, yeah, it's going to be very interesting. We're going to find out, and we'll let you all know what happens by the time... but after this, next week's episode, it's going to be insane. We're going to talk about Lisa's event. I'm going to talk about Baby Monster because we're going to see Baby Monster on, well, Haley's not going to go, but I'm going with friends on Sunday, but Haley's coming with us on Monday and we're going to the Grammy Museum to see Baby Monster again.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be like really interesting. And then we're going to see Jenny,
but
the podcast
that?
Will be before that. Yeah. So. Yeah, it's just a lot of stuff going on. Super excited. I'm just glad all of us were able to get the selection for the ticket.
I thought I was special because I checked my email at work and I texted Joko. I was like, oh my God, I got selected for the Lisa ticket thing. And he's like, oh, let me check my email. Oh, I got it too. And then I checked our K-pop chat and everybody got it. And I was really happy, obviously, but I was like, damn,
it's like
they're
nice,
just giving it out like candy.
It's not like Cat's Eye.
Yeah,
you got super lucky,
I got super
with
lucky
Cat's Eye.
For that, yeah.
So yeah, that'll be interesting. And then don't forget, Lisa is also having another pop-up event. Like, it's this weekend as well, just like how Baby Monster is having a pop-up this weekend, too. Lisa's thing is going to start from February 28th and go to March 4th. There's, like, 100 Lucky Blink that will be chosen also for the fan meet. But the fan meet, I think, is being held on March 4th.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the last day. So maybe that might be the only day Lisa shows up. She could possibly show up randomly on any of the other days, too. You never know. So just keep that in mind when you're doing that.
Because why would it be a fan meet without her?
I mean, for sure, the fan meet is on the last day,
Oh,
Haley.
Okay.
The fan meet is on the last day.
Okay.
That's the schedule.
Okay.
Not every day is a fan meet, Haley.
Oh, it's just
this
a
is
pop-up.
Literally the pop-up,
pop-up
shop and mini fan. They're selling like...
100 thieves.
Yeah, they're selling a lot of like merch in terms of like, you know, clothing.
It's
and
hella
then,
expensive.
Well, of course. And then the one thing Haley said she might get because she could afford it is the lanyard.
For $15.
But they have like, you know, expensive iPhone cases and phone cases. But the interesting thing in terms of the merch was like Lisa's having her own personal light stick.
Yeah, the star.
Right? The star one. So that's interesting. Also, Lisa, to end this Blackpink talk, Lisa's going to be appearing on Hot Ones February 27th. February 27th is, it's probably going to, is that the day the podcast comes out? So yeah, she's going to be appearing on Hot Ones on YouTube. That's the YouTube channel where they eat spicy stuff.
Yeah, sauce.
Like the spicy sauce
chicken.
With the chicken. And that's where, of course, Rosé was on.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a freaking awesome,
a
funny
yeah.
episode. And I mean, Rosé could handle spicy food, but Lisa's Thai. She can definitely handle spicy food, too, I would imagine.
Spicy food.
So that'd be pretty interesting and cool to watch, too. So check that out. Before you do, though, don't forget to like, follow, subscribe. Hit that notification bell because you're still here tuning in to the permission to stand podcast as Haley shakes her head. Haley, I need water, too. You know
okay,
that?
Okay, go take your water break.
So we're pretty much available on almost all podcast streaming platforms. Haley, where can they check us out?
Find us on Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast. And if you want to DM us, please send your messages there. And please remember to join our broadcast channel for updates that we decide to just drop on you guys.
Random stuff.
Randomly.
Thank you for that water break for myself. Because we are going to move on now. And, I guess you could say this is almost like our variety show segment.
Yeah.
Because I feel like all the stuff here is like little things that are happening on YouTube, like random series. The first one is from Work Idol, which is, of course, Haewon, NMIX's fearless leader. Happy birthday to her, too, because I think her birthday just passed. Mm-hmm. She is on Work Idol. She's like obviously the one that does... this series is pretty fantastic because she does a lot of part-timer work.
Yeah.
And it's really interesting and funny. Like,
right?
Yeah, like the iconic one with Subway with Sulyeon. And we're talking about Subway Eat Fresh, sandwich store. And she has like a lot of really cool ones too, if you haven't checked out the series. So she was doing this series with a special guest.
Mm-hmm.
Haley, this special guest is your Le Sserafim bias.
Yes, it is.
Manche. They were going to be doing something interesting for this one. It's funny how they started the episode. They bumped into each other, quote unquote, like accidentally. And then they just made this whole
skit.
Stupid skit. Like they're like talking and then they start voguing and kind of like. So here's the thing. Here's where we continue off where I said I was going to rant and vent.
I mean, we kind of talked about it last week, too.
You know what? We did. But it's funny watching this episode because it emphasizes it, like, more. When Yunche, like, kind of introduced herself, she said, I'm 20 years old. I'm like, hold up.
You're not pause. 20.
You are not 20. No effing way.
Right,
did you skip 2 years?
Yeah.
Like, first off, I thought we were done with Korean age. Even with Korean age, she's supposed to be, I guess, fucking 19?
Right.
But how the hell did she move up to 20? And it's because of that weird thing where, because we've reached a new year, it just adds on a fucking year. It makes no sense. It's dumb.
To them, it makes sense.
To everyone else in the world, it makes no sense. Because with that, like, this is how it works. Let me sort this out for you so you can see more clearly. Yunche's birthday is in November.
Mm-hmm.
So she technically just turned 18 this past November.
Yeah, 2024.
So she turned 18 this past November because she's born in 2006, right? So because of the Korean age, technically she's 19 when she turns that age.
Yep.
Right? But because... after November is December, and after December is January, which is a new year.
Yeah.
Because that new year is already right here. As soon as new year happens, it counts as another year. So she's leveled up to age fucking 20 already, which makes no damn sense. She's literally...
Is everyone like in Korea just like way older than they are?
Does everyone in Korea just want to be old so they can drink? Is that what it is?
I think so.
Drink and gamble and do whatever the F they want because it makes no sense to
me. Maybe that's why they look young because maybe they're not actually like 50. They're still 20.
Because they're freaking 40 or 30 or some shit. Because
they keep adding those extra years every new year.
So this freaking... Okay, so Yunche is quote unquote Korean age 20. When it makes no sense that she's born November in 2006, where she's actually 18. She's actually 18 and like 3 or 4 months old.
Mm-hmm.
But no, she's 20. And when I say 20, like, it's not just her considering it 20, because even though they held like a birthday thing for her saying, oh my God, you're 20. Like when it happened, I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I was like, wait, didn't you just turn 18? And then like. Even though I know it's Korean age, you should only be 19. Why are we celebrating your 20th birthday a month after your birthday? Like
Of age.
And you know what? And the crazy part is, it all fucking counts because Korea's crazy. Like, let's not get started with K-Nets. We all know and are aware K-Nets are insane on them by themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But Korean in general, like, it's kind of interesting and crazy to me that she's actually considered 20 years old. Which I think is the legal drinking age in Korea. Mm-hmm. Because at the end of this fucking episode, her and Haewon are drinking makgeolli. Makgeolli is like a rice alcoholic drink.
Yeah, like rice.
It's actually alcoholic. So she's drinking like on public, obviously YouTube channel recording.
Because she's 20.
Because she's quote unquote 20. She's actually able to drink and she's drinking.
Mm-hmm.
But she's literally 18. Wow.
I don't know.
That's my rant. And I hope all of you understand why I'm like, my mind is blown.
It's like we get
for the wrong reasons.
It's their culture and everything, but it just doesn't make sense.
If you want your culture to be drinking early, just do it like the freaking Germans or like the
Australia is 18.
Well, see, there you go. I'm sure German,
Philippines,
I don't know.
Is probably
I
like
bet
12.
You German, they're like 5 years old and they're allowed to drink.
In the Philippines,
or Amsterdam.
You can drink at any age.
Yeah, is there even a legal age? They don't give a shit. The fact that there's a legal age in Korea and then like it's 20, but the fact that she's technically 18, that's what blows my mind.
Mm.
End rant.
Yes.
There, cut. Okay. End cutscene, Haley. Off to you.
Wait, why? Are you done?
I'm just kidding.
This?
No. So we have the whole episode to talk about. Yeah, so they basically became part-timers at a cosmetics store.
Mm.
It was interesting, though, because the person that... Because what they do is they kind of train them.
Mm-hmm.
Like someone actually, like a manager tells them what to do.
Right.
And then
it's
they
like
kind
training,
of...
like job training.
Yeah, like a,
right?
like a job train, like a quick brief one.
Yeah.
And they work there for a day. And they actually get a paycheck at the end of the episode.
$12.
Here's here. $0.05. No, so she and so Haewon and Yunche, it's weird because every time I say Haewon and Yunche, I'm so close to saying Chaewon.
Yeah.
Because Chaewon is obviously the leader for Yunche's group.
Right.
From the Seraphim. So it's like, fuck, I'm like, I have to tell myself it's Haewon.
Mm-hmm.
So they are working in this cosmetic store,
mm-hmm.
helping sell cosmetics.
Yeah. Makeup.
So, it's interesting because like the manager was telling them and explaining to them like what they are as a company.
Yeah.
They are known, they're kind of like a like their own brand,
mm-hmm.
but they kind of sell, I didn't even know this term until they said it. And then Haley was actually familiar with this term. So
obviously,
some of you might.
Obviously, because I'm a girl.
Yeah, but then Yunche and Haewon were not familiar. They're girls.
Because
they have their
know.
Own makeup artists,
yeah, exactly.
do everything. So they, but they sell dupes.
Mm.
Right, which I found like it's funny because they didn't know what it was, so they asked her, and like the manager lady had to explain. She's like, like it looked like she didn't want to say it,
yeah.
but it was the best way to explain it. She's like, kind of like fake versions,
it's like knockoff,
like
versions
knockoff
of
fake,
like expensive
fake versions of the expensive
brands.
Ones, yeah, because yeah. the brand that they brought up was Armani,
right?
And they're like, oh, so this is a dupe of Armani.
So it's like you're not gonna spend like $200 to buy Armani like. Foundation.
No, you take out that extra zero.
$20.
Yeah, exactly. So that was really interesting.
But it's like, you know what, though? Dupes are really, really good still.
And it's really popular and huge, mm-hmm. like especially in Asia, right?
Right.
I can imagine.
Even here, like the makeup artists and makeup like beauty gurus and stuff, they always like do dupes because they know that not everyone can afford like those hundreds
That's
of
true.
Dollars.
And to go through like all of that
so like,
often,
yeah.
like I can't imagine how much that would cost.
Because even like Target, CVS, they have like makeup dupes as well.
Right.
Like, drugstore basically.
It's funny because like, you know, because they have all these dupes here already too. But like the lady, the manager said like, oh, our dream is to hopefully, you know, be able to spread to America.
Mm.
But she said it's kind of hard because of like all the competition and, you know, just like how strict they are too in America, which kind of makes sense. They're more strict here in America because they don't want to have more competition,
right?
Kind of thing. Because they already have, like Haley said, like all the dupes from like these stores that are like American stores
yeah.
in already. So it makes sense why like it's kind of hard to open up another thing from like abroad.
Right.
And I never thought about it till she said that. I'm like, oh, you know what? That makes sense. Why would we like bring in your more like affordable products when we have affordable ones here,
yeah.
but then that's going to compete with each other.
But you know what? Korean makeup is way better
But that's
American.
The problem. That's the thing, though. So that's why American like companies are probably pushing away
yeah.
and trying to make sure that doesn't happen. That'd be a horrible monopoly. So yeah, that was really interesting. And then they basically were helping out customers. It was just funny because you could obviously tell they don't know what the hell they're doing, basically. They're like putting on makeup on like this random guy, and like they did like an eggyo too with another guy, and then like that was interesting too because in Asia it's normal for guys to dress to go buy makeup.
It's normal
it's
here
too, but it's not. I feel like I don't see it as like when I'm walking through, like when I walk through and go to Sephora with you or like
yeah.
to Target, I don't see.
I know a lot of
males,
right?
Like,
but they are.
I know they're like. I'm not
yeah.
saying I'm not ignorant enough to say that it
right.
doesn't exist. I know it exists, but the way that it happens, like in Asia and Korea,
it's just normal.
A different level. Like, it's like
yeah.
instead of like, because like, I think the ratio would be like, what, 10 to 1 here?
Right.
Over there, it's like 2 to 1. Yeah. It's like half.
Yeah, right.
So it's
right.
really interesting to see that. And then they were also helping out like other, you know, other females choosing products. They were mm-hmm. talking about their pores being big.
I
and,
would
like,
just buy anything like, they freaking sell.
Yeah, exactly.
Me,
that's,
to be
that's,
honest.
That's the goal. That's all you got to do. So that was really interesting. The whole thing was interesting. And then, like I said, at the end when they got their paycheck, they drank Makioli, which is that rice alcoholic drink. And I yeah. still couldn't believe it. I was like, when they poured it in her cup, I was like, no, no way. Wait a second. Like, for reals.
Right, yeah.
She's actually, quote unquote, 20 mm-hmm. legally in Korea. And yeah, she is. Like, I mean, shit. So there you go. Haley. We have a lot of Zip Daesung episodes.
And we watched this together.
We watched
well.
This together. This one was
very entertaining.
Was goddamn.
Oh
so Daesung, of course, is, I guess you could say, he's the current Mungne from Big Bang.
He is the Mungne.
And he has this awesome show that, if you haven't checked out his shows, he's probably one of the best hosts.
He's so funny.
No, like, Jonathan is one of the goats, yeah. too, of course. But I feel like
Daesung is up there.
Daesung is up there, and he's like, if you know Korean, I feel like he's really witty too, like
yeah.
wittier.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's really like quick. Really quick, clever, mm-hmm. like sharp tongued kind of
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, he is.
And he's really fun. He's just like a freaking like Energizer bunny just loaded up.
He is.
And so
the show is Zip Daesung, and he had BSS
from 17
on
yes.
his
so
show, and
of all the damn units to have,
we really wanted to watch this one because we know how crazy they are.
They are insane. So yeah, this is an insane episode too. Just check it out. I mean, like literally BSS. They so it's of course Hoshi, DK, and Sung Kwon, the worried man himself.
Ugh.
He. And all, actually, all of them, they arrived in Korea the day that they recorded this, which is nuts because I think
right.
they came back from,
Japan.
I think their Japan tour or something.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, Daesung, like I said, he's really good. He's such a good host,
yeah.
really clever and funny. And all the artists and all the guests that are on his show, they love him.
Even the staff.
Even
I
the
feel
staff,
like they're always
they're
laughing.
Just like all buddies, if anything.
Yeah.
It's crazy because when he comes to advertisements, mm-hmm. like
he's
usually most in like most other shows,
yeah.
they literally have like a clean segment where they just do the advertisement.
Yeah.
Him, he like incorporates the advertisement during the actual show with the interviews. So he just throws it in there and then just makes it like a pun or like
yeah.
does some crazy way of putting it together. And everyone's just laughing and everyone is like just amazed at how well he puts it in. But
yeah.
it's just funny. So fucking funny.
It's like a skit.
It's even
with
like,
the...
it's even Rosé. When
yeah.
he interviewed Rosé, she's like, you're good at this. And she was just laughing
he
the whole time.
He is good at it. It's like you wouldn't even think that it's an advertisement.
Yeah, because this time you knew it was an advertisement. Because why is he going to talk about squid ramyeon? Like
squid
out of nowhere,
game ramyeon, basically.
It was pretty wild. I mean, you could go ahead now. I mean, it was just what a way to start the episode.
So basically, this whole episode was really interesting to me as well because Daesung is very introverted. Like he's an introvert, like me, and so is DK and Hoshi.
when they said that,
I was like
the amount of lies I thought they were saying is nuts because. These three
together.
Do not seem like introverts. They seem like they're the far opposite spectrum of any type of introvert.
And Sung Kwon is the extrovert here. But
oh my
it was
God.
The complete opposite because when the three introverts are together, it was like complete chaos. They were like yelling, screaming, laughing, dancing.
That's not 90% of this whole video is just yelling, laughing, and just loud noises.
And then Sung Kwon was like on the edge of the couch, like in the corner, and he looked like he was... really he's concerned, like, worried, and then like fourth wheeling with the. It's so
he's
freaking
so concerned.
Funny. But then like they even brought it up to like during the show, and they said that because Sung Kwon was like so like shocked, he's like, "What the heck? Like they're so like crazy and chaotic, and they're supposed to be introverted." And then Daesung was like, "Because he's like, yeah, because we're eyes, and it's like." We're ice breaking and then stuff like
that. Oh my God. It's, you know what surprises me? Daesung does all these puns and like half of them are like English puns.
Yeah.
I'm like,
they
I
are.
Was like, how the
it's
hell did
like
he think
English.
Of icebreaker? Like,
right.
Is that like a term they use in Korea
I
maybe?
Guess.
But it's pretty wild. And that was so funny because like after you said that, everyone's like, whoa. And they're
yeah.
just like laughing again.
And because like those three kept like, you know, hugging and standing up and then hugging each other while Sung Kwon was just like sitting there. And then. They're like, oh, we're going to replace Sung Kwon. It's going to be DSS.
Instead of BSS, because obviously Sung Kwon is the B because of Boo.
Right.
And then Daesung, oh, DSS. That was like one of the best jokes too. It's like nonstop fun.
Right.
Honestly, you need to watch this episode.
This whole episode was really, really chaotic. A little interesting segment is they had like a big ball. A big ball.
Oh, they had big balls, Haley.
Big bang song quiz. So like basically they played like a small, very short clip, like a second of a Big Bang song, and you had to guess what it is, and then Taesung is like, what is this?
And like, it's like, sir, you're in the fucking group that's singing this,
but the thing is
he's going against super huge VIP.
Yeah,
it's
Hoshi's like a super fan.
If you had put me versus like anything for Blink-182 versus the group themselves, I feel like I could beat them too.
Yeah.
And same with like maybe even like NewJeans or something like that, if we're thinking K-pop perspective, because they're like one of the few groups where I know the full discography.
Right,
I guess LeSSERAFIM
too. I think they just forget about it because it's been many years since they recorded the song. They don't listen to their own songs all the time.
Brings up the fact how, like you even said, remember during one of Jungkook's live, he didn't even remember that they had a song called Paradise.
Exactly. He's like, what song is this? We don't have a song called that.
Everyone was like, what the fuck? That's your song.
Yeah.
And then he had to look it up.
He's like, oh, that song. So like, yeah. So that was like the same kind of situation with that.
It happens.
They destroyed
Daesung.
Right. Daesung was like, couldn't even get it. Sungkwang
and Hoshi were good.
Yeah.
Like, they know their Big Bang shit.
And then there was also a part where they played Home Sweet Home. And then Sungkwang, they all started dancing to it. But it was funny because during the Mama performance, we all know that Taeyang accidentally slipped during the choreo.
He played it off so well, though. He was so cool. Youngbae.
He played it off so well. But now it's like kind of become like the official choreo, because like when Sungkwang and like BSS were like dancing to it, Sungkwang did the slip.
Like a pretend slip. Oh my God.
It was so funny.
Here's the thing. Sungkwang is a fucking genius too. Like he is so clever and smart. He'll say like this quickest, wittiest, funniest things because he's just that good too. Like this whole group, this is a room, even though they look like a bunch of idiots, they're a bunch of geniuses, to be honest, which is wild. What a good episode.
Yeah, and then just like one little extra thing here, because they were talking about like introverts, extroverts, and then Daesung was like, oh, actually G-Dragon is an extrovert too. And Sungkwang was like so excited, he's like, oh my God. Like, if only he was there. He's like, oh my God, hi, G-Dragon. Because, like,
he's like, I can't wait to hold you or something.
It's, like, so interesting because, like, honestly, G-Dragon and then Sungkwang, like, they don't seem like extroverts on some of these shows.
Oh, yeah. They seem really introverted.
Yeah. But I don't know. I mean, I told Joko, but there was this moment on Zip Daesung when he was, like, talking so much. Like, blah, blah, blah. Daesung was, like, talking a lot. And then all of a sudden, like, you saw him kind of, like, sigh. Like,
multiple times where it looked like he recharged.
And then DK was like, oh, my God. Because, like, they understand, too. And I understand that, too, as an introvert. It's, like, you can be really, really talkative and stuff. And then, like, all of a sudden, you just need this, like, moment to just recharge. And that's what he was doing.
It was funny because, like, yeah, they both could tell. And I get it. Like, I've seen it. And, like, I totally understand it more. The thing is, like, with extroverts, like, especially, like, Sungkwang, I feel like he's, like, one of those extroverts where, like, it's not like he needs, like, he needs to always be talking.
No.
But he's always actively listening.
Yes.
Right? Because he's, like, really polite enough to just, like, listen to everyone else talking. Yeah. But then when it's quiet, like, he'll be able to say stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of, like, I think the type of, like, extrovert I think he is.
Right. And then also he's very good on variety shows usually. But then that's why he was surprised. Like, DK and Hoshi were, like, taking over this time.
Yeah, he said he was really surprised. But it's probably just because their host is Daesung.
And they love Big Bang, like, obviously.
So, yeah, it was just, like, hanging out with, like, an older brother.
Exactly.
And just, like, effing around. It was pretty... That was such a good episode. For real, honestly, if you don't even listen or know Big Bang or, like, listen to 17, which you should.
Mm.
17 has really great music. Just check out the episode so you get an idea of, like, their personalities and stuff. And you'll see how much fun it is.
Yeah, I was, laughing the whole time.
Even if you're, like, a guy and you, like, only, like, you know, stan girl groups, this is just kind of, like, a fun episode just to watch, like with bros.
Exactly.
Of bros hanging out.
They're so dumb, honestly.
So much fun.
Did you want to talk about this one?
Yeah, so there's another episode. Like, the most recent episode that Daesung did have another interview for Zip Daesung was TXT.
Mm-hmm.
And that was really interesting, too. Honestly, because I know there's, like, funny parts, and I've seen, and Haley's brought up those clips with TXT that's, like, really good, and there's, like, a lot of funny interactions,
mm-hmm.
too. But honestly, after following, because we literally watched it back to back.
Yeah.
After following up BSS or watching that 17 episode,
yeah.
It's so hard to follow up because, like, theirs is so much high energy and
yeah.
just nonstop laughing. So like 7th TXT in comparison. Their episode seemed so chill.
Yeah, it was. They like, were eating K-barbecue, drinking beer together. Like, it was just more chill,
so
for
this,
sure.
This was an interesting episode because it was also Daesung's 1 million sub episode, so congrats to him. But it was also the first schedule back from... Remember, TXT
had
this...
Yeah, they were on a break.
Like, fairly long break. So this is their first schedule back, and only three of the members were in it. So I guess Subin might still be... on his like hiatus, remember?
I think
like,
he's okay.
He's okay, but good. I mean, I'm sure like he's probably like they kind of like let him chill a little bit more. Because Yeonjun, Taesun, and Byeomgyu was the, were the three members that were on this.
Taehyun.
I was thinking of Boy Next Door. I was like, wait, I know I said something wrong. It's not Taehyung with a G, right? It's Taehyun.
Because you're thinking of Daesung.
Yeah, I was thinking of Daesung, and then I was thinking of I was like, it's not Taehyung because it's not V. But I was like, wait, it's without the G. It's Taehyun. I was like, Taesun. When I said that, I was like thinking, I was like, wait a second, Boy Next Door.
I think he even wrote it there as Taesun.
Really?
As
that's
well.
Probably why. That's why. Like, there you go. Don't worry. I know Taehyun. Yeah. He's our friend. For some reason, our friend is really attracted to him.
Yeah.
We're talking about a guy.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, he's the most handsome guy from TXT. You know who you are, James.
Yeah.
I just threw his name out there. it was interesting. So, like, they talked about, like, them touring. And, like, when they go to different countries, like, how different members handle the different, languages.
Right.
English, when they're, like, in Europe or in America.
Right.
Yeonjun is really good. Even though Yeonjun said himself, he's like, I'm not that good.
Right.
Sir, you are pretty good compared to all the other members.
Not to everyone else.
So, yeah, he's, like, in charge of, like, the English countries, right? And then Daesung was the one asking and talking about this. But the reason why he brought up languages is because, like, freaking sponsor of today was Duolingo. So the fucking...
love their sponsor.
It's funny because, like, he just threw that out there. Like, oh, he, like, casually asks them, lets them answer.
Yeah.
Then he's like, oh, you know, you can learn English on Duolingo. And then all of them are just
so
laughing
because
they're
good.
Like, what the fuck are you talking about? Then they find out that, like, oh, Duolingo is the fucking... is the sponsor for today's episode.
He's so good at it.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so just this man. But yeah, so I mean, they're all eating like K-barbecue and all this stuff. I mean, honestly, when he did the Duolingo spiel, Yeonjun was actually eating.
Yeah.
And he had like noodles in his mouth. He spat the noodles back out because he was like laughing.
He was so shocked.
Also, like, I think that was mostly when they talked about Hyun and Kai because Hyun and Kai apparently...
shouldn't he be the one that's good at English?
That's what you would think, but apparently Yeonjun is.
Okay.
It's just like how we think Bai Yu would be good at English,
but I think
she's not.
Just
it's just because
they're
half white. Doesn't mean they... It's like that time when we went to Japan. Actually, I don't know if it was... I think it was when I went with my family before I met you. Went to Japan. Was at an electronics store. I had a question about something. I turned to one of the workers. He was black.
Oh, I remember.
And
this.
I looked at him and I started talking in English. I was like, oh, hey, like really casual, normal, fast English. And he looked at me. He's like... looked like he was scared or afraid.
Yeah, he couldn't speak
English.
I
mean, he's just like, I'm like, oh shit, this guy doesn't
only speak Japanese.
I was like, that's
my fault. Right.
That's my fault for assuming. So there you go. You're off the hook, Hyun and Kai. But they were making fun of Hyun and Kai because I guess like he always gets Amazon packages and then he just stacks it up. And like, it's just his room looks like it's a box.
He doesn't open
like
them?
A box city. And then like they're joking that it looks like he's like a... he works part-time for, like, the delivery service.
He's going to be the one delivering.
And then, like, Daesung. So, Daesung is when he made that joke about, like, oh, I guess he probably has a side hustle delivering packages.
Oh my gosh.
Why he has so many. Yeah. And then, like, that's when, like, Yeonjun was, like, choking on his food. So, overall, it was just, like, it's kind of more casual. And it's just, like, funny how, like, they're just making fun of each other. Like, Yeonjun gets so disgusted when the members, like, Byeomgyu does, like,
Aegyo.
And then Yeonjun just looks at him like, oh, so embarrassing and disgusting.
Yeah.
And
there's
then
some members like that.
Then they shook hands and they forgave each other.
Oh my God.
This episode. It's funny because I think it was Taehyun and Byeomgyu that were drinking beer. So they were kind of actually getting more tipsy. Byeomgyu was like getting really like on it.
Loud.
He was like super loud and started getting really like into it. So it was pretty fun to watch. It reminds me of like Rosé was drinking too, remember?
Yeah, because she wanted to. Yeah. She's been wanting to drink, she said. Sorry, Mom.
So it was really interesting. And then at the end, they kind of talked about how, like, Byeomgyu brought it up. He's like, it's really, like, is this how long the whole show is? Like, it's only, like, because I think the recording itself was almost, like, 2 hours.
Yeah.
because he was like, man, this is pretty short.
Yeah,
and
then
Daesung is like, yeah, this is like normal now. It's just like 2 to 4 hours, I think, for shows in general these days. Mm. But I don't know if he was joking or not. But Daesung said, yeah, it's so different because before sometimes there was like for like almost like 24, 26 hours.
For like some variety shows, maybe.
Yeah, that's what even so that blows my mind.
Running Man and stuff like that they were on before.
If it's 26 hours is over 24 hours, so that means like what they stayed overnight they and like had back to record the next morning.
Yeah.
That's insane. So
2 hours is nice.
Yeah, so that's why they're pretty surprised and they're probably pretty happy.
And they're just like hanging out too. They're it's just not eating, like they're drinking, doing anything crazy.
And just talking and just chatting.
Exactly.
So it's pretty good. The show in general, check it out. Daesung has interviewed many of like many groups. It's funny because Islet too, we saw parts of it too. That was pretty funny too. At the end of the episode, Daesung was like, the next time we meet, I will give you three special treatment.
Okay.
And I will give the other two members that didn't come, two of them will just get wet wipes.
What the fuck?
Remember, he gives wet wipes out. He gave it to Plave.
I know. I know.
I was like, what the fuck is going on? You know what's going on? Is that we have to take another water break, a bathroom break, and a like, follow, notification, subscribe break.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're still here tuning into the Permission to Stand podcast. Haley and I will be chatting and talking K-pop nonstop for over an hour every Thursday.
Yes.
And where else can they check us out, Haley?
On Instagram at Permission to Stand podcast.
And it sounds like it's time for BTS.
Yeah, so BTS, I have a really small note here.
It's not as long because, to be honest, we haven't been watching a lot of Runjin and BTS stuff. There's just too much going on.
It's mainly Jin.
We're multi-stans. Remember this. Actually, it's mostly Runjin and stuff going on. Because, I mean, Hobi is like gearing up for his tour.
Right. And, I mean, we kept up with Jin like a lot when he came back. But then it's just like now we just have so much other stuff to watch. And it's just, like plus anime and plus our games.
Oh, man.
So it's a lot.
Oh, man. Zenless. I'm still like trying to catch up on all the stories and everything. Oh, by the way, your boy pulled Astra and Evelyn. And damn.
I pulled Astra as good. Well.
I'm just simping for game characters. Haley, please talk BTS.
Oh, I mean, don't even get me started on Love and Deep Space.
Please don't look it up. If you're really curious, do it at your own.
Oh my God, it's so good. I showed Joko my Explore page, and it's all Love and Deep Space now.
At your own risk, please.
Yeah, anyway.
Anyways.
So BTS. So Tae actually made a post on his personal Instagram, just like a little update saying that it was like, I think, 107 days now that he's been in the military, just like checking in. Saying that he's, like, doing well. It's snowing over there. It's winter time. But he also drops these thirst traps of these photos of him, like, working out. He's, like, been really bulking up. He's actually huge. And I think he might be
He's
a big boy now. And, I mean, that was his goal going into the military. He did set a goal for himself saying that he wants to gain a lot of muscle. And, indeed, he has. So I look forward to his actual release and seeing, like, Jungkook, too, because I feel like, because Jimin had said on Hobi's last birthday live, he's like, oh, yeah, Jungkook's huge as well.
He's huge.
He's bulky. That's what he said. So I was like, damn, okay.
He's been eating a lot and working out a lot of times.
That's
like
all they got to do. Also, Jin attended the Gucci Fall Winter Runway show. And
of course, I forgot he's Gucci family now, too.
So he was there. There's, like, a lot of photos and interviews going around of him there at the show. And
I think that's it.
That's it.
We're going to catch up eventually on Runjin because I know he has a lot of great episodes with like, Jonathan and Jonathan's sister. So I want to check it out because they look funny.
We've
obviously seen clips.
Yeah.
We've seen the clips and it's funny as hell. We'll put time aside, but probably not this week because we're busy again.
March is so busy.
Maybe
next
week.
Yeah, we'll see.
It is pretty busy. So, yeah, it just sounds like, I guess, it's Stray Kids time.
Yeah, so Stray Kids is having a collaboration with the official Tamagotchi.
Oh, man. Didn't have a Tamagotchi or at least doesn't know, right?
Everyone should know what a Tamagotchi is.
If you didn't have a Tamagotchi, you'd probably have like a Digimon back in the day because like I had a Digimon.
Yeah, me too.
My sister had Tamagotchi.
Yeah, I had Tamagotchi. I even had like the knockoff ones.
Yeah,
as well. Like those, it's basically a virtual pet in like
a little pocket toy pet. Yeah, they're really tiny and they're cute.
And there's like...
It's like a keychain almost.
You can feed it, poop it, make it go to sleep, train it. Anyway, so straight...
Clean up the poop.
Clean up the poop.
Watch it die.
Oh my God. I was so stressed in school. And like they actually banned it at my school because like...
They did too, I think, at ours.
When they first came out, this was like a long time ago, guys. But when they first came... decades ago. Like when they first came out... Everyone brought them to school because everyone was so excited. That's these were true, like the first virtual pets. And they would be like beeping while in class. So like our school had to ban them because they was just like, like feed me kind of thing. So they banned it at school. Anyway, so Stray Kids is having one with Tamagotchi and it will be their Skazoos, which is so cute. They posted it on their official Instagram. Honestly, because like even BTS had Tamagotchi as well. And so did XG.
That's right. XG was the most recent one, I remember.
Yeah, and then for BTS, cool they had Tamagotchi, and it's, like, official as well, but it was, like, the actual members. It was Tiny Tan, actually.
It's, like, not even BT21. It was Tiny Tan
They
member.
Actually have a BT21 as well. They did release it after. Oh, that's right.
Okay, that's right.
And I ended up getting...
Tiny Tan, I remember that. I was like, what the fuck? I was like, whoa. Are we going to watch... BT21? I'm going to watch Jin shit himself or something?
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, so a lot of, like, K-pop groups have had collaboration with Tamagotchi. And it's, like, I get so excited over it, but then I get bored of it after a week. And then I let them die.
Well, of course, I mean...
You can only do so much with it.
Especially this day and age when we have something called smartphones. Jesus.
Anyway, so... But I think their Tamagotchi comes with, like, a Skazoo head as well. Like, a case or something. It looks really cute. So, Bang Chan is... Actually, he is headed to Milan, or he's there right now, for the fashion show, and he's representing Fendi because he's the ambassador of Fendi now. Also, Stray Kids will be on the cover of GQ Korea magazine. They're doing, like, a lot of interviews, and it's all, like, posted on their official Instagram if you want to check that out as well. So, Stray Kids Code. As you guys know, this is their... like run BTS basically. It's their like little variety show that they have where they do many different activities and it's just really fun to watch. So Stray Kids Code episode 71 is the most recent one and they went back to the snow. So like if you guys are following Stray Kids and have watched the very first episode of Stray Kids Code, which I really, really remember because I was obsessed with it when I watched it. They did the very first intro for Stray Kids Code, like they mimicked it like 4 years later. And then a lot of stays have been doing like side-by-side videos of the intro. And you can see how much they have matured in like 4 years. Like they were such babies back then when I watched it. I think I watched it in 2022. Like the actual episode came out in 2021. And then I've kept up to date with all of the and I can't believe we're already on episode 71. But yeah, so they go back to the snow and like back to how they started, I guess, which was really cool. So go check that out. Hyunjin also did an Instagram live. I feel like he's been doing lives a lot more.
He's pretty active.
He is very, very active. And then so like stays were asking him like various questions, and one of them, because I did talk about this last week, where how he was on Risa Bae's makeup show. So one of the stays asked like how it was for him to record and appear on Risa's show, and he said that he was very nervous at first because he really didn't know what to say or how to act because he's never been on a show by himself like that.
It's
before.
Always like this when they're on their own. They're like, what do I do?
Because I remember them when like they first had their modeling gigs by themselves, like individually. He was so nervous. Same with Felix. And now look at them. They're like fucking pros, basically. So yeah, he said when he arrived on set, Risa Bae managed the show really well and then was guiding him very naturally, made him feel comfortable, basically. And like it wasn't as bad as he was like thinking. Like he wasn't. His nerves went away when he realized, like, oh, like, she's only going to be doing my makeup and then, like, you know, just chatting with me, which is kind of like, he said, it's part of his daily routine anyway, as, like, a K-pop idol. They always sit down in a makeup chair.
It's just you're doing it now with a celebrity makeup artist.
And having, like, an interview, basically.
Because I'm sure they probably talk a little bit with, like, their own, like...
Oh, I'm sure they do.
Their own, like, makeup like people, staff. Design, stylists. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So now it's just doing it with someone that is famous.
Yeah, who is also a stay. So, like, that was, like, really cool too. So Stay also asked Hyunjin if he is, if he would want to dye his hair light green, to be like a shine muscat, which is basically like a grape, like a green grape. And
those are expensive grapes.
They're really good,
but
though.
They're delicious.
They taste like jelly, like candy.
Yeah, it's insane because so I never had it till one of our friends brought it for like one of the parties.
Christmas party, yeah.
And I was like, delicious. Dang, this is good.
And they're huge as well. But yeah, Hyunjin was like, yeah, I think I will definitely want to try a green hair color at some point and try it. Like a different shade of green at least once. I hope he does like the similar green that I have. Like a light green would be really cute. Like a mint green, I think, for Hyunjin. Or he could make it green like a kiwi, I guess, if he really wanted to. And then Stay was also asking, do the members try and touch your hair a lot? And Hyunjin was like, yes, even today. IN just came up naturally and touched it just like that. And I told him, you should properly greet your Hyung first before touching my hair. So like IN was like rubbing Hyunjin's hair and saying like, hello, Hyung, basically. And he said, it feels nice. It feels nice when people touch my hair, so I don't really mind. He said, but the person who touches my hair the most is Lino. Like, he will just touch it at all times, no matter the occasion, he said. And that's pretty much it that I have for Stray Kids.
Well, I think that was a good episode. That was a lot of stuff we talked about. We will be talking about a lot of stuff again next week, like we said. Of course, we're going to be talking about all the different experiences we've been having throughout this coming week.
Yeah, so I feel tired thinking about it.
Tune in for that. I know, me too. I'm yawning.
I feel like emotionally, socially.
I'm like drained already thinking about it. But yeah, so that's it for now. Don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, hit that notification bell wherever you can if you have not done that yet. We are available pretty much on almost all podcast streaming platforms. Haley, where can they check us out?
On Instagram at Parishinistan Podcast. Send us your DMs there and please join our broadcast channel.
Yes. So, till the next episode, everyone, please take care, stay safe, and as always, peace.